You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now on the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
So put yourself in an environment and you will become that. Visit a Spanish-speaking country and you stay long enough, you come home and you'll be saying hola. You don't even realize, like you're literally in the United States, let's say, and yeah. You go out and you're like, hola, you're like, oh shoot, I'm not in a Spanish-speaking country right now, but your environment has you, right? And that's the same thing with everything in life. All of a sudden, what you're saying out of your mouth attracts wealth because all you know is wealthy talk. You're like, oh my gosh, that's coming out. And it just continues to grow from that point. You're here, and then you're here, and then you're here. Before you know it, you're like, I don't even remember here. Oh my gosh.
But your confidence is different.
Yeah.
You walk differently.
Yeah.
You speak differently.
Yeah.
It all changes at every level.
Yeah.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Out there, welcome back to the Self-Talk Experience. I'm Tracy Self, and this is my man.
What's up, y'all? Happy 2025.
Happy 2025. I have missed doing the podcast.
Yeah.
For the end of the year of last year, we were on location.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We decided to still be on location, right?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Why not?
Look, we are somewhere warm while it's cold in Maryland.
Okay, yeah. Babe.
Don't wear these.
No. Oh my gosh. But you do look handsome in them.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You do.
Yeah. So listen, we are really experiencing this empty nester life where we could kind of work from anywhere and not have to worry about the return flight, which is it's exciting. This is so awesome, guys. You got to come get some of this residual income. If you don't have reoccurring predictable cash flow in your life, you should find out about opportunities that provide that. Like, all jokes aside, this isn't, you know, a promotion to sell anything except a peace of mind, the lifestyle that comes with knowing there's something in terms of income that's gonna hit your account no matter what happens in life. And we call that residual or leveraged income. And we're blessed to have that. Someone taught us that in our 20s.
Right.
And so you should find there's some legitimate opportunities to have cash flow that continues to come in off a subscription base of customers. And we're blessed to have that in our lives since we're in our 20s. And so so we are excited for you in advance because we gave you that tip. And that was free game right there to go find some mentors that are already doing it and find out if they're willing to teach you and coach you and go get blessed with residual income.
I still can't believe it. You know, we started on this entrepreneurship journey when we were in our 20s.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous because I didn't really know what it was. I didn't have any experience in it. But I said, let's go for it because I believed in you and I believed in the industry.
Oh, you believed in me?
I did. but it's just been amazing. And I can't say enough. Just take a chance on yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Just take a chance because that's what we did. And I was super nervous. you were nervous, but we just said, let's just do it and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen? We're still going to be together. We're still going to be successful at something.
Yeah.
So let's just do it. So yeah. I just want everybody to come get some of this
peace
of mind and this lifestyle. It's just amazing. And we can all do it. We can
all do it. And guess what? Look, and I think the thing that holds a lot of folks back is, you know, cost. They're thinking, you know, in terms of time, mm-hmm. in terms of financial investment. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was sharing this with my team a little bit ago, and I was like, listen, a Big Mac may not cost you really $3.99. It may cost you your health. Mm. And Netflix may not actually cost you $14.99. It's actually costing you some of your time and focus.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's true. Social media may not really be free, right? It's really costing you some of the distractions,
right,
and mm-hmm. away from the things that could be taking you to a whole nother level.
That's so true, babe.
So there's always a hidden cost, right, so to true. Everything.
Yes.
And I'm just asking that you not allow that to be the thing that holds you back. Everything has a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say weigh the risk. And as you said, just go ahead and take a chance on you. And this is the thing I love about where we are, because we learned that a bird doesn't trust the branch, it trusts its wings. And so all I'm asking is that you become more, because when you become more, it's within you.
Right.
And nothing, it doesn't matter who wins the presidential race. It doesn't matter what the economy does, because you've trusted your wings. The branch could fall, but you just fly to a stronger branch.
Right.
Because it's within you. Someone can take this shirt off my back and steal the shirt off of this beautiful property, which I don't think they probably have thieves on this property, but you never know. But guess what? I can go and buy it again because how I earned the money to purchase it is within me.
Yes.
You see? And so that's why I'm so excited about everybody who's watching the Self-Talk podcast, because this is all about what's happening within you, not externally. What externally is a byproduct of what you're attracting based on who you're becoming. And that's why we continue to say the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what and even who we attract for ourselves. So congratulations on becoming the person that's going to attract so many amazing things in 2025.
And I think it's important too, babe, to just say, I know we say it every year, but I just think it's worth repeating. Whatever happened in 2024 already happened.
Yeah.
It happened in 2024. So let's just start fresh. Let's just do it. It's a new year. It's a new you. It's a new me. It's a new us. It's a new podcast, right? So let's just go for it.
Yeah.
It's a new year. Let's do it. Yeah. Forget about 2024.
Yeah.
I can't change it.
Yeah. And you can learn from it. That's it.
Yes.
But it shouldn't be an anchor to hold you back.
I learned a lot last year. I really did.
I learned every year. Every year, because every year you're going to make mistakes because we're humans, right? We're not perfect.
Yeah.
So we our intention is progress, not perfection.
Right.
Right. So as long as we're moving forward, and when you move forward, you're going to make mistakes. Why? Because moving forward says growth. And when there's growth, there's growing pains because you've never been there before. And so if you're 4'2 and you're growing to 4'3, you've never been to 4'3 before. So that means that's a place that's uncomfortable. There are new things. Perhaps you have a new shoe size, a new size shirt. Like, you're growing. Whenever you're growing, you're going to a place you've not been before, which simply means that there's something that's slightly uncomfortable, which probably means that there's a mistake you're going to make. And here's the wonderful thing about mistakes. They don't have to become cyclical. We don't have to end up in the same place over and over and over again unless we don't learn from them.
Well, if you know me and you watch our podcast, you know I don't like change. But I've grown to love change.
Yeah.
When we first started, I always talked about, I don't like anything to be different. I'm in my rhythm. I'm comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to change eventually.
Yeah.
And change doesn't always have to be bad. It could be for the better.
Yeah.
So once I got that, change is great.
But you know what's happened with us is that, especially since we started doing this podcast, we moved to seasons now. For those who are new to watching the Self-Talk Experience podcast, you can catch up now. Because we're 3 months on, 3 months off, 3 months on, 3 months off. And every Thursday, we launch within that season. And so there's opportunities for you to go back and rewatch or perhaps catch up on some of the shows you missed. And what we pray that you get is something that allows you to not only hold yourself accountable, but also the people that you care about most. Because since we've been doing this podcast, we now hold each other accountable at a much higher level. So Tracy will say something, and I'm like, that's not the best self-talk. I'll say something. She's like, how about you think about it this way? And I'm like, so right. So make sure that you have someone who you care about that you're recommending that they watch, shameless plug, the Self-Talk Experience podcast so that you all can hold each other accountable as you grow. And that's what we want to spend a few minutes on today.
I was going to say too, babe. Yeah. And also, just as a sidebar, it's all in the way you say it.
Mm.
Because you can say something and piss somebody off. Or you can say it in a way that makes them feel like you care.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them feel seen and makes them feel good
yeah.
that you think enough of them to say it.
Right.
Not in a mean way.
Right.
And that's important.
Yeah. And sometimes timing, we've talked about this on a previous episode.
Timing. Timing is everything.
Right. Because if you're going back and forth about something mm-hmm. else, not the same. And by the way, your self-talk is horrible. Like they're probably not going to receive it in that moment.
Right.
But there are times to say, hey, listen, do I have permission to share with you something that you said you wanted me to hold you accountable for? And like, mm-hmm. yeah, please do.
But is this a good time? That's okay right. to ask
yeah,
as
it
well
is.
Because
it is.
And also honoring if someone says, you know what, it really isn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
And not force it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, so true. One of the things we wanted to talk about today, and this won't take us a long time today. We wanted to say Happy New Year and excited to be back with you guys. But mm-hmm. one of the things we wanted to share today is how the shift started to happen for us, the shift to moving to better
mm-hmm.
In terms of us becoming better, in terms of the support I needed from you, in terms of me being able to make sure I had the right language to get the support from you
mm-hmm.
as we were venturing out in this entrepreneurial journey. And one of the keys was environment.
Okay.
And because a lot of folks like, how'd you get your wife to really support and say, go, 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 instead of when you're coming home and how come, you know, you got to be out so late? How come you got to go again? And how come, you know, and instead you were like, hey, listen, go, 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 go.
I had to see it for myself.
that's my point.
I
the environment.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The environment. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't, I mean, yes, I believe you wanted to believe in me. And I believe you did to a certain extent.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hold on, let me say this. Because back to back, I had not succeeded as an entrepreneur back to back years.
Mm-hmm.
So that does cause some hesitation. Not that you don't trust that my intentions were great, but it's like, hey, are you sure? Like, it's been 3 years now.
Right.
Which doesn't seem like a long time for some of you, but when you're in it, sometimes it feels like a long time.
A long time.
And so what I did was instead of trying to be the message, I became the messenger and got her to an environment where
good.
A third party could speak to her the same things I've been speaking to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you experienced it, it was like, hold up. This is what you've been trying to tell me? I'm like, I want to say, that's why I've been trying to tell you this. But I didn't. I just let you get, who cares who she got it from?
Mm-hmm.
It's only because some people, you know, it's ego. It's like, I mean, I've been trying to tell you, I'm the one that told you. I'm the, like, they need that credit.
Right.
I was just so happy that she got it. I don't need the credit.
But that happens all the time, especially with the kids. They're like, well, you guess what grandma said I should do? What? I told you should do that 3 years ago.
Right, right,
now,
right.
Grandma said it. It's okay.
Right,
but again,
right.
It's like, okay.
Right.
Good
right.
for you. I'm yep. glad you talked to your grandma.
Yeah.
Because I'm a grandma now, too. So I'm going to You know all the things.
So environment is key, right?
It is. It is.
It's like no matter where we're traveling, you know what I mean? That environment has caused us to think at a higher level. It opens us up because different cultures cause you to think and operate with different amount of grace, depending
absolutely.
On where you're in an area of poverty.
Yes,
whether
absolutely.
You're in an area where there's extreme wealth, you start thinking, there's another level.
Right.
There's another level where we can have more, to give more, to impact more, create even greater memories for our kids and with our kids. So all these, but that was an environment. If someone told me this beautiful place here, check this out. I don't know if this is going to show. Let me see something. This place, this is right off our terrace. We're actually in our bedroom right now. This is like the terrace in our bedroom. Like it's the craziest thing, but it's beautiful, right? So I guess what I'm saying is that the environment, this environment caused us to think differently, right? And it caused us to say, hey, look, did I move out of that older place?
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know.
That's okay.
Okay.
So it caused us to really think differently. Even coming here, it's like, yeah. Okay, there's some other things that we should be able to accomplish. But somebody could send me a video of this place. They could have told me about it, but our experience mm-hmm. and the people that we've met, it's elevated us once again for 2025.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I made a decision. It was October 2023, so a little bit more than 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I remember I made a decision. I said, I'm going to intentionally reach out and connect and put myself in environments with those who all earn more than me,
yes.
who all have accomplished more than me, who
yes.
all contribute to charities more than me,
mm-hmm.
right? Because those are all things that are important to me. To people who are able to do even more with their family than I'm able to do with my family. Like, hey guys, we're all going to Africa together. We're all
yes.
going, right? You take your in-laws, you take your parents, and I'm like, man, that would be awesome, right?
Yeah.
We're not really at that point. We've been doing that often, not internationally like that.
Right.
So I thought, that's what I wanna do. I'm gonna get around people doing that. And little things that they've been able to share
mm-hmm.
have already allowed us to make different plans.
Yep.
And that's what I'm
so
saying,
true.
Guys. Environments are going to be key for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
anything
true.
Else you want to say about environment?
No, I just appreciate you for seeing in me that you wanted me to be there. You wanted me to be there with you.
Yeah.
And trusting that once you got me there, I would get it.
Yeah.
Right? And I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But again, it took a minute because let's go back to me. I'm fearful. I don't like change, and I'm used to things being done a certain way. So it was very unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling me didn't really make sense. But when I saw it, it kind of opened my mind up to, oh, so this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how this could work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I wouldn't even say, in terms of your self-talk, I wouldn't even say you're fearful. I would say you hesitate when it comes to the unknown.
Yeah.
Because you really do walk on faith. And I think both of us have grown to that place. So that's
mm-hmm.
just a on air live course correction.
Because I
can't allow you one to say something about yourself that's not even true because you do hesitate. But I think it's because there's some unknown there and you're like, hey, let's talk through this. Let's walk through this. What does this
I've
look
always
like?
Been like that.
Right. And I'm like, go, go, go. So it's a match. But here's what happens. If I always wanted to go fast and you always wanted to go slow, it wouldn't really work. We would never get to, we're pulling back and forth. Like
right.
I'm on a canoe going this way.
Right.
You're on a canoe going this way. And the person in the middle is like, can we go somewhere? Because we're not going anywhere right now. Right. So at some point.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah. At some point. Because I think some people's like, well, you know, opposites attract. Yeah. But y'all ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying. And I get what that means. You know, don't
yes.
get me wrong. I'm being funny.
Right.
But not because it is challenging. If I want it big and you want it small, if I
mm-hmm.
want to travel, you stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to appreciate that it limits the level of elevation. Unless you have a best friend, spouse, whoever we're talking about, who's like, no, you go, go, go. Take your friends, you go. But the person says, I don't want to go, so you shouldn't go.
So you shouldn't do it either.
Right. Why are you going away for 2 weeks with your friends when I don't want to travel? That's what I mean by that.
Right. I got
like,
that.
That's
a big difference.
Right. If I'm a homebody and you're not, but I'm trying to hold you back from your
yeah.
goals, your dreams, that's unfair. It's hard for her to realize your real potential and elevate to
mm-hmm.
the highest levels
mm-hmm.
that you've been birthed, you've been called, you've been purposed to become. I'm holding her back because I don't allow her to develop those wings to fly. I'm plucking feathers secretly from your wings.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying, guys, is that the environment has caused you to say, you know what? I have wings too. I can contribute to this goal, to this ultimate legacy that we're creating too. And now it's just about not whether we're going, but what lane we're traveling in and what responsibilities you have, what responsibilities I have. We don't have to all like the exact same things. Like I'm more of the bungee jump, you know, jumping off
adventurous
jumping off of stuff, you know, anyway. So you're like, hot air balloon, are you sure? I'm like, come on, we can do it. So I'm not saying you have to do all those same things. I'm just saying.
I compromise.
Yes.
I do some things.
Yes.
Even though I really don't want to.
Yes, you do.
I do. Sometimes I say, no.
I'm just saying, that's all okay. This is what we're saying. There were books that I read that I thought would be helpful for you in the journey that we're on. And so I would say, hey, this book is a book you should read. Now, I read different books than you read. It's not that I read more books. We just read different books. And that's okay. Let's say you didn't read and I did, or I didn't read and you did. But there are certain books, if I believe that both of us being on the same page, it would be helpful. And you know how awesome that's been for us? Because when she reads it, she's getting something that I didn't even get. Now we're talking about it together.
Right.
And now she's got it from third party, from the environment of personal development. That's what I mean by different environments. Mm-hmm. So now she's got this from a third party source. And now we're growing again together.
Yeah.
Higher levels.
Yeah. That's good. Hey.
So, yeah. So put yourself in an environment and you will become that. Visit a Spanish-speaking country and you stay long enough, you come home and you'll be saying hola. You don't even realize, like you're literally in the United States, let's say, and you go out and you're like, hola, you're like, oh shoot. I'm not in a Spanish-speaking country right now, but your environment has you, right? And that's the same thing with everything in life. All of a sudden, what you're saying out of your mouth attracts wealth because all you know is wealthy talk. You're like, oh, my gosh, that's coming out. And it just continues to grow from that point. You're here, and then you're here, and then you're here. Before you know it, you're like, I don't even remember here. Oh, my gosh.
But your confidence is different.
Yeah.
You walk differently.
Yeah.
You speak differently.
Yeah.
It all changes at every level.
Yeah. And guess what happens? Like, all the things you say to yourself starts to change.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to self-talk.
Absolutely.
And you start to say, why not me?
Instead of why me?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. And guess what? You start to think when things happen, man, this happened for me. And I know it did. So I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that I had the strength to get back up, to brush myself off and to go for it all over again.
It's not easy to do.
It's not. And that's what I'm saying. To be grateful and to be thankful to get back up again.
Yeah.
I mean, to know that you are on God's wake-up list this morning.
Yeah.
Because so many people were not. And that's when, so all of a sudden you start to think, man, one more shot to go for it.
Yeah.
One more chance to get in an environment that shifts me, that changes me.
All right, guys.
Gotta get in those rooms.
Yeah.
All right, R. Hang out in the water like that. That's a nice room.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. Remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually will determine, especially in the environment you're in, it will determine what you start to say to yourself about yourself and allow you to attract everything you want for yourself.
And if you're going to course correct me on air, make sure it's nice.
Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.
Talk good to yourself.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free. TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.